I'm a scientist, what? And you guys aren't.
We need Thundercats.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Steiny and Guru with you on 95.7 The Game. I'm trying to look something up.
You look perplexed.
I am perplexed. Let me see why, though. Oh, because I'm looking at the wrong year. Bob Melvin was extended on July 1st. Not even a month ago. Right? Not even a month ago, Melvin was extended, if I have that right.
Yep.
And at the time they lost three in a row.
I remember.
They'd lost six or seven.
Yeah.
They were 45 and 41. Now, what would make you feel better about Buster Posey if he fired Bob Melvin tomorrow, or he fired Bob Melvin a month after he said, you're going to be our manager for the next 2 years?
So run that by me again.
Which is worse, firing Bob Melvin right now or firing him a month after? Like, you really want to fire him a month after he's going to be the? No, I'm being serious.
I think they're dead.
So how would that make Buster Posey look? Buster, you fire Melvin? Why did you extend him a month ago?
But because to me, it felt like Buster was doing that from, I'm hearing the noise, but I got Bo Mills back. He's not going anywhere. And I think that contract was birthed out of Buster feeling confident that they were going to get back on the horse and make this thing interesting. And Steiny, August 1st is around the corner. The way this team is hemorrhaging, the way they are underperforming at the plate with just two hits again last night against the lowly Pirates, September feels like forever. They might be 10 under. I don't care if what you said is true. Buster could never envision coming back to the means to this degree. That's all. So I think that contract was birthed out of Buster feeling good.
Okay, so what should he do now? Right now, what should he do? Posey.
Try to see if you can pull a rabbit out of your hat by tomorrow and see if you could get another pitcher or a bat. I'm told now it's desolate on the farm in regard to what the Giants have down there, so you can't look down there. What do you have? Wizenhunt. We didn't talk about his start. He was okay, Steiny. And he got the start to me by default because of what, you know, the rotation being in flux. But I got to believe he is mad as hell.
Who?
But every time Buster about this swoon, but hearing you, and, you know, that's the beauty of sports talk radio. We don't know if you're right or wrong because we don't know how Buster's feeling. I got to believe he is PO'd. I almost want to tell you and the fans, if he saw this coming, endeavors being as pedestrian as he's been and the offense as a whole and the defense floundering and the rotate, like, maybe he holds on. He doesn't even make the deal. Like, Steiny, I think he made that deal thinking, now we're going to regress. I got a bopper, and we're going to take off.
Well, I think he made it because he looked at the team and said, this is not sustainable. We have no hitting. I got to get a bat in here.
I get
Let's
that,
go get
though.
A bat.
Okay. That was, and that constitute. I like that, if you're right. But who saw 13 and 25?
Well, like,
this Steiny, man.
I think, here's the other thing.
Everybody's,
When have you ever seen Buster Posey fuming? When have you ever seen Buster Posey mad? Like,
well, this is a different job. I get it. I hear you.
But he's the same general manager as he is a player. He's not going to overreact. He's just not. And I don't think he's fuming right now. I think he's like, man, you know, it's like, I think he's one of these guys who's like, you know what? We weren't as good as we thought we were when we were 41 and 29, and we're not as bad as we think we are right now. After the last 38 games, and we're 13 and 25. And now here the trade deadline is. And you know what? I don't really like anything that's out there. So what are we going to do? Well, I know we can play better. And
that's a bit, okay.
Okay, so that's what you're going to do.
I believe their payroll's like almost 180 million.
Well, it's going to be that way for a long time. Because
so do
they
you
have
think
three...
the ROI, this is what he thought when he brought in Devers
but
and
the
committed?
The guys who are making the money are the guys who aren't really producing. So Devers...
I want to throw Adames out of there, but you're, I'll
Devers,
give you the whole
Adames,
season.
And Chapman are the ones making most of the money. So their payroll is going to look pretty big the next 6 years, 5 years, as long as they keep those guys on the team.
I want to say something
to me,
you.
The bigger issue isn't are they underachieving? The bigger issue is, what if Devers, Adamas, and Chapman just aren't that good? Like, what
but
if
I don't believe that.
Okay,
I believe
that's
two of the
fine.
Three are
that's
Devers
fine. You don't
and
believe
Adamas,
it.
And Chapman is Chapman, Stoney,
okay, but they're not. Like, right they're now, not. They're not.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Okay, so.
So there should be hope then. Maybe today it starts.
Maybe.
But I've been doing that for almost a month now. Stoney, I want to ask you a question
just
about.
Like, teams go, like.
Well, this is, Stoney, this is.
You
got to admit, this is a metamorphosis real fast. This has happened real.
Two
hits last night at home? Two hits.
Dude, they haven't been hitting for a while.
So that's why I want to ask.
They weren't
how
hitting
good of a hitter was Pat Burrell, Stoney? I'm just
not
asking
great.
You his resume to be instructing major.
Well,
is that unfair?
Go ahead.
I just ask you.
I can't answer.
How
fire
can you be
him.
A vocal coach if you never sung
go fire
or hit
him.
A note? I'm just wondering.
Go fire him. I'm not arguing with that. You want to fire Pat Burrell? Fire
it
Pat
can't
Burrell.
Be all of these guys at once don't know how to swing it.
Okay, then fire
and
him.
And Devers is exhibit A. Since he's put on the orange and black, he's been whack. Like, make that make sense. Oh, it's the ballpark. But he plays road games. Like, just, oh, so you're telling me you're done with Chapman, Stoney? You can't
what do you
be.
Mean done, Goo? What do you mean done with Chapman? That's the point. You've got to live with Chapman, okay. Devers, and Adamas.
My
period.
Point.
End
exactly.
of story.
So I need to fertilize and get some better instruction, possibly, because
okay,
he ain't perfect. Going anywhere.
Okay. So
and I can't
so
just
Devers,
write it off that these dudes can't. And so, Adamas is on fire. We got to put that out there. The last month, he's been almost 400. He's figured something out. So we can't rob
so,
him.
So wait a minute.
The beginning
Adamas,
counts.
Adamas has figured something out under this staff. Why can't Devers? And I'm sorry. I am not blaming Pat Burrell for Chapman and Devers. What Devers didn't even... I bet you Devers can't even pick Burrell out of a police lineup. He didn't even know who the guy was when he got here.
Man.
And nobody cared because Devers had an OPS of 900. They got guys who are underperforming. If you want to blame it on Melvin, then fire Melvin.
But we blamed it on Kapler,
Stoney. I'm just telling you.
When does it stop?
Take it up with Buster Posey. Mm. You know what? This is what I can't stand. Oh, Buster Posey gets hired. Everybody loves him. Now we're back. We got it all. We got a guy at the head. Championships, order the rings. It's like, if you're saying that, you know who Buster, like, he's not, like, you hired Buster Posey. You didn't hire a guy who is going to fire managers left and right. You didn't hire a guy who's going to meddle into the, what do you want him filling out the lineup cards?
Man.
Like, that's what they're trying to get away from.
And as much as I just, again, the accountability thing for me, I will never let it go, Stoney. But the bottom line is I have said to you and Evan and the listeners, as much as whatever Melvin doesn't do for me on a personal basis, he's not out there in the box on Sunday night baseball with the bases loaded like Adamas and Chapman were and got mowed down.
I mean,
so there is I'm not all the way on it, taking the responsibility or the onus off of these players. But Stoney, something's infected. And we found out there was a Pessoy problem with Kapler. He got this team to the playoffs with Lesser. And I just want to know, where do we start searching for answers after you get Devers? You're 10 over and you're 13-25. And I just want to tell people, 38 games is a lot of baseball games. So that's a lot of time to be fueled.
It's not as many as 70 games when they were 41-29. And here's the other thing. You said something. I kind of glossed over it. And it was, it sounded great. But you actually said, I thought having Buster Posey walking around the stadium and involved in stuff would
inspire.
Would it?
Because I feel like they don't have a lot. Melvin doesn't do that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Was Posey an inspiring player?
I got to.
No,
I
he just, was. Stoddy, he wasn't. Goo.
Some guys lead by example. They don't have to rah-rah. Well,
how can you lead by example as a general manager?
Maybe you can.
My point is the idea that Buster Posey was going to help, like Ramos was going to be a better defensive left fielder because Posey was walking around the stadium. That's what I don't buy at all. Like Posey can't hit for these guys.
All right, I'll tell you where we differ. I hear you, man. And D-Lew says you're on fire talking to you. I don't agree. But Steiny, we're just going to disagree. But I feel like Buster has given Melvin enough for these not to be the results. This is out of control now. And now you're embarrassing your players are embarrassing you. And that's what I don't like. And he's still steady Freddy at the mic. He's fighting. He really loves the game. Bone mail, we're not asking about that. We're asking about these bonehead. Did he know the rule or not? And if he didn't, sit his ass down and have him to write a book report on the infield fly rule. Okay. This is becoming embarrassing, Steiny. They're two different
Shanahan
things.
Didn't know the overtime rules. What do you want? It happens. What I'm getting at is who leads your baseball department? Two of the calmest, poised, unemotional people that you could conjure in baseball. Your leaders are Buster Posey and Bob Melvin. They don't act the way you want them to act because it's not who they are. So I just think it's funny. Everybody's saying this team's not playing with any fire. Okay, well, that's the way we always knew Melvin was like that. And Posey never was emotional as a player. And from what I can tell, he's the exact same as a general manager.
So what do you think he thinks real quick, Steiny, when he sees Ramos? And he's one of my favorites, but this is a culture. This is a team. One of the most storied baseball teams, man. 10, 12, and 14. What do you think Buster Posey says to his wife or anybody when he watches Ramos do that bonehead play last night? Just, we'll use Rob Lowe about last night. Steiny, it's not just, go get him, Skipper.
You know what he would say?
I know he's probably got to be, what the hell is going on here?
He would say, hey, honey, you know baseball. When it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
We're not as bad as we have been the last 38, but honey, we weren't. We knew we weren't
going nowhere fast. Like, remember I saw you last before I took off. I'm like,
let me tell you.
What
let
if
me
they're
tell you,
two under? They're well, a couple days from that being true.
Here's what I remember. I remember him getting Devers, and me thinking, okay, they should make the playoffs.
No doubt.
Well, okay, that's top six. They're not out of that yet. Well, but you were the guy who said, who are the people saying they could win the division? Like, that's on you.
But you didn't throw rocks at me.
Yes, I did.
You said slow down, but you did it with a smile.
Goo.
Jim Bowden was on our airways, but don't say you don't care.
Goo.
He knows the game. I heard a different interview with him. He says change his tune. But I'm just saying, don't act like that parade was not legit of hope.
When you
just can't do that to me.
I'm going to be honest with you. The minute you say, after they get Devers, they can win the division. It's like, this is going to be a nightmare in the second half of the season because they're not going to beat out the Dodgers. With Devers, without him?
Okay, but 13-25, Steiny.
They're having a bad stretch.
Steiny!
What do you want them to do?
Play better, fundamentally sound baseball. That's all. You can lose 10 in a row. Don't embarrass yourself.
But
ball is dropping in the outfield. Speak on it.
When do you realize that they're like the ball's dropping in the outfield because their outfielders aren't great? Why?
Oh,
like,
man,
they're a terrible base running team. Like, get on Posey for that.
Or Melvin's the manager.
Well, he doesn't. Whose fault is it that they've attempted three steals in July? Whose fault is that? Is that Melvin's? They are slow. That's Posey. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Real quick, a nugget from your boy. Okay, no salary cap. We know Bryce Harper got into it with Manfred in baseball right now. Not much on the farm, if you want to keep it real for the Giants right now. You're almost at 200 in regard to the payroll. You've committed to three guys that I like, Steiny. So I guess in a perfect world, I won't rob the Giants of trying to turn this around or right the ship. But if we want to have an exercise and talk about how they fixed, I believe you said six holes, then they're going to keep spending. Buster's going to keep spending. Because exactly. That's the only way you can do it.
Right.
And but if you don't have the right instruction, right. You could have Rod Carew lineup.
Right. And if you have five holes in your lineup, you ain't winning. And that's why Buster Posey, I'm convinced, knows this was a 2 or 3 year rebuild.
I wish I could, man.
A 2 or 3 year rebuild. And the people that thought like it was going to turn around in one season, me for a while, we're idiots.
Did you question Buster since we're going there on the Verlander edition? I never expected anything. I'm asking you that. I really did. I thought he was done.
Then that was a terrible signing.
No doubt.
If you didn't expect anything.
I thought Verlander was done. But I thought maybe he could instruct the youngsters.
He
is.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's helped Webb and Ray.
Oh, yeah. He's helped
and
him.
Root.
Oh, yeah. He's helped him. He's helped those three, but he stuck it to Birdsong. Jesus in Oxnard. What's up, Jesus? How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, guys. I've been listening to you guys for quite a while.
Thanks.
And my assessment to this whole thing is that everybody kind of thought the Giants were going to be contenders, and they're not. They've got a lot of holes. Their bench is very, very weak. They got overpriced veterans that are not performing, like Lee. He's a Korean who has AAA credentials. Ramos, they can't sit him down because they don't got nobody else to replace him. So they're stuck with him, for playing. They started off really good. I watched them from the very beginning, from spring training, and I watch them every night. I've seen where Flores was producing. He's not producing anymore.
He hasn't produced since Devers got here.
He's not hitting like he was. That atmosphere of them playing the way they were playing before, it's not there anymore. They got away from it. Another thing, too, and I don't know why they don't do that, they don't play small ball. Now, I don't know if they don't because they don't have the personnel, but they're going to have to start making some wholesale changes. Maybe get kind of creative, stay away from the high price in a bidding market, start doing some, if you got to sell some guys, you got to sell them. But you got to look for the chemistry. You got to build around a few ball players, and from there, you got the pitching. I got to give Farhan some credit. He went after pitchers, which is okay. Now they got the pitching. But they need to get some guys. They need to start filling some holes. They need a contact hitter. They don't got guys that can hit on situation. They don't. They don't have it. So they end up stranding ball players. They end up stranding runners on base. Every time I see pop-ups. Now, I don't know why they don't change the style of hitting, because the way they're swinging, they're doing a lot of uppercutting and trying to hit for the fences. That's not the way that ballpark is built. That ballpark is built for line drives down the alleys. That's the kind of hitting that they should be doing. None of this, you got your ball players who hit a lot of home runs. Yeah, you give them the opportunity to hit them out. Devers, maybe Adames and Chapman. But all the other guys should be doing line drives. You know, be a situational hitter and get the runs across, because they're not producing.
Thanks, Jesus. Appreciate the
call. I'm going to put Steiny, it's been a couple of days. I'm going to put it right on the table early, brought to you by Atco Pest Control. And I mean what I'm about to say. Evan and I chopped this up. I'm looking at the Red Sox. They don't look like they're missing Devers. But you said something last segment, and I'm just throwing this out here because this could be the nightmare on Giant Street. You're assuming, and I'm with you, I'm on that bus, that this is not the real Ralphie Devers in a Giant uniform. He's not anything to worry about. But, Stein, if we get down the road and he doesn't figure this thing out and he's not that Boston Devers, then you got real problems.
Well, you got real, real problems if Chapman, Adames, and Devers aren't good. Like, they all need to be good.
And they've all had an opportunity to get a hit and win a game, And collectively, whoever, they just can't do it. We saw that before the break. It was the die. They just can't get that big hit. And that's why I just bring up Burrow.
Well, I think it's more than a big hit. I think it's hitting in general. And I'm not, listen, again, when they got Devers and they were 10 over, I was like, man.
Yes.
Right. But
what?
They got off to a good, like, why can't you just say they weren't as good as their record early in the season and okay. Then say they're not as bad as they are now?
Okay, let's do this then. Because Leroy called in yesterday and he stands on this. I don't agree with him, and I'm not speaking for Evan. I believe we both didn't agree with him. He believes the Devers trade messed up the motion or whatever the moxie that the Giants had going on. I don't buy that because everybody, I believe, outside of Leroy would have made that deal. What bothers you more, Stoney? Because I'm asking myself the same question. The great start for the Giants and this regression since you added Devers. Like, it's Devers 13-25 through 38. And the lack of hitting from everybody since he's been here.
That's
more than the.
Doesn't that tell you that the 12 games over was a mirage? Doesn't it tell you that? Because they got a hitter. He happens not to be hitting when you got him, Devers. And all the other, look what happened to all the other guys. They've all kind of dropped. Yeah. And that has nothing to do with Devers, I don't think. What it has to do with is they were overperforming in those games. And they were winning some games they shouldn't have won.
Yeah.
And when the Giants win games and they come back and Patrick Bailey hits an inside the park homer, it can really hide a lot of things. Wins like that can hide a lot of things. But again, they're in ninth place.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
I can't. Yeah, Stoney, you've been missing the crossover, and our guys are like at a loss, Willard and Dibbs. Like, what do?
You play it out. And that doesn't, and here's what I can't stand. When people say, or when people interpret playing it out with, well, they just give it so you don't care about the playoffs. No, it's not what I'm saying. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. Here's what you do. You hope your lineup hits better. Then you have Webb and Ray, okay? You got Verlander, who's pitching a little bit better. Roop's coming back. You need to get Birdsong right somehow in the second half.
I don't think we see him again.
Maybe he goes to the bullpen. Maybe in the second half you start to establish Wisenhunt. But that's about it.
How did the McCaffrey trade change the fortune of the Niners? Jimmy Butler for the regular season, and I know the Niners had success pre-McCaffrey, and then Jimmy Butler doing what he did to a hemorrhaging team that made Curry look like he was getting older, and Devers just it's crazy to think about.
Well, it has to do with, that's the way baseball is. One guy can't win it for you in baseball. One guy cannot turn it around for a team. He can help you win games, but like that's the only way I can explain that is baseball's different.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's a little shtick on your big shtick.
I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to Stoney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Stoney Guru with you, talking about the Giants. Like, here's one thing that I don't remember hearing at all after the Devers trade. And it's, so the Giants are playing well. Who's the, when the Giants got Devers, who's their best run producer? Who led the team in RBIs when they got him? Do you know?
I would say, I'm going to say Flores.
Wilmer Flores. He had 51 RBIs. He was on almost 100 RBI pace.
Okay.
Wilmer Flores. Close. You know how many RBIs he has since Devers got here? 4. And they were all in one game. Wilmer Flores has not driven in a run, but for one game since Devers got here. Well, maybe we didn't realize that Flores was going to take a hit when Devers got here because he wasn't going to play as much and hit as much. So you removed a little bit, or let's just say a percentage of Flores' production, but you didn't get it back when you got Devers because he's struggling.
Yeah, and so Gaz has one RBI.
So you got worse. Yeah. Like since Devers has come here, you got worse because he's not hitting and Flores stopped hitting. I don't know. I'm just telling you, maybe Flores wasn't crazy about the Devers acquisition because he knew it was going to take at bats away from him. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm sure they probably, Stoney, that was math calculation that they did, assuming that Devers wouldn't get off to this slow of a start, and that was a risk they were willing to take. Because last I looked, Wilmer Flores, you know, is not Pete Rose. You know what I mean? So it was like, okay, we're getting one of, but you know, a top hitter in the league, a bopper with power from the left side. And if that were to happen, we'll still be fine. But then I look in right field, and Yaz has one RBI in his last 68 at-bats, you know? It's a collective. Bailey's not doing it. But what's scary about the Giants and how their performance, Donnie, is we've seen guys in ultra-clutch situations, Devers, Adames, Chapman. It feels like everybody on the team, and they're not getting it done. And that's how you go 13-25. After being 11 up.
Yeah. What happened on that play at second base?
Evan kind of helped me with it because he said, you know, Rodgers was, he didn't see what was going on behind him, so he thought the ball was something somewhere else. But man, Stoney, that felt like the Benny Hill yakety sack music. Like, are you kidding me? And the fact that Brian Hayes got hit saved the Giants from the Pirates from scoring a run.
See, I thought, Schmidt's supposed to be a great fielder. Like, he's got to make more of a bang mm-hmm. bang decision on that play, you would think. So what do you do there? Like, who do you sit today because of that play? You know what I mean? That play, if you're saying you want Ramos didn't know the rule, infield fly rule, he should take a day off. You're calling that play the Keystone Cops play. So who do you penalize for that play? And that play cost you.
Yeah. I would say Schmidt.
He's starting at second base today.
Yeah, I get it, Evan.
No, I'm not trying to rub it in. It's just like they literally have no other options for a lot of these guys.
Man. See, I think this has been a blessing in disguise because we're realizing that the Giants need more than just one piece. But
I think they have some good pieces.
No, they have some good pieces, but you need a whole team. Mm. And, you know, the other thing is that I'm telling you what's going to happen is they're going to start scoring more runs. But their pitching's not going to be as good. I guarantee that's going to happen in the second half of the season. So would people feel better if they start losing games 6-5? 5-4? I don't think it's going to matter. But, you know, I just the trading deadline's tomorrow. You know, I mean, it's funny because But here's the thing. You want to give up Eldridge?
No.
Okay. I mean, quit complaining.
I don't. Because that's about all you have down there, Stoney. And man, what he represents and what he symbolizes.
You know what he represents?
Tell me.
You know who he represents? James Wiseman. He's an unknown. Eldridge is an unknown.
No, we know he has power.
Well, and we knew Wiseman had height.
All right.
And skill.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I ain't going to fight you on that one.
Well, I'm just saying.
I just want to find out who I can get or trust to get the guys on my team to play better baseball and be closer to what they've been, even when, you know, it's easy how you say, oh, they were 40 and 29. They were just playing over their heads. But there was something going on that was helping those guys play better baseball. But you will admit, Steiny, right now they are just, this is embarrassing. They're playing bad baseball.
Well, you're picking a word that I think's a joke.
Embarrassing?
Yeah.
What was the Ramos play?
He didn't know the rule.
It don't matter. I didn't have to know the rule.
Well,
and that's embarrassing, right?
Well, and then, like, I don't want to get into a fight over this, but I think it's the stupidest word. Like, what does that mean? Okay, got embarrassed. Okay, got embarrassed. They got a game today. He's playing.
That you're not buttoned up from top to bottom.
Okay, well, the Warriors have been embarrassed at times. Like,
well, they got four chips, Donnie.
Well, I mean, doesn't mean they can't be embarrassed. But I don't think they're, like, I don't look at losses as embarrassing.
Mm.
And even if they are embarrassing, like, I don't, does that mean you got to stay in your room for 2 weeks? Because you're, I don't know. I mean, you embarrass yourself, you got to get up back on the horse. Try to win a game today against the Pirates.
Yeah.
I got some more good news for you. They play the Pirates next week. They're not going to face Skeens.
Well, that's not good news because they haven't faced them yet and they've lost two games. And they got two measly hits off Brady Falter yesterday.
That's good news.
Stoddy, it's not the way they're playing. You, I, or Evan could pitch and they might only muster two or three hits. Like, it's getting to that. Don't you get it? I've been down this road. The White Sox, the Marlins before they became the Marlins.
No!
Like, Evan, I'm just tired. I'm fatigued. Well, but there's, like, nothing to see here. They were supposed to regress.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Why in the offseason didn't I hear anything about, oh, we're going to miss Conforto? He had 20 homers last year in like 120 games. Conforto. Nobody's mentioned Conforto.
Mm. You know, are you doing that now?
Nobody. Yes, but that's my point. It's like, I'm not saying I don't know anything. I don't know a damn thing. I'm just saying I looked at their numbers last year, and I remember we laughed at Soler. Yeah. We were laughing at him.
I got it.
But we were
disappointed.
Better.
It was disappointing.
He's been better than death. Like, how come they're not playing? Well, because Soler was better last year than Devers has been since he's gotten here. What about Conforto? Well, Conforto hit 20 homers last year. So where are those 20 homers? They're gone.
Because you damn sure are not getting them from Yaz and Flores.
Yeah, I am not sitting here saying, oh, I saw this coming. I didn't. But I'm also the kind of guy that looks and realizes baseball is a long, long season, and what happens in May and June probably doesn't matter 3 months later. And did I think they had action with Devers? Of course. They were 10 over when they got Devers. But now that I've watched this team for 38 games with Devers or 37 games with Devers, what's become apparent to me, and it happens in baseball over a long season, is they have shortcomings. And now their pitching is shakier. And that's a recipe for being .500 right now. Mm-hmm. So
they got to figure it out fast, man, and in a hurry. Because I get, and I'm going to stand on this, Donnie, I get losing, and I get – You know, not being the Dodgers or whatnot, but you were on the Dodgers' ass because you were playing good baseball. And when that announcement came about this trade, it was understood there was reason to get excited here in San Francisco. And what they've put out, this product, as of that time, it is just substandard and it's not acceptable. And that's why I use embarrassing sometimes when you see these plays that are made, these outs running you out of innings when you're already struggling to get runs and you have a manager that you could just put on repeat or loop, You know, every game it just seems like it's the same thing. Steiny's trying. Steiny's showing up. Steiny wants to do good. Well, Bob, we know that, but there's got to be a penalty. And maybe if that player, said player, gets that penalty, and maybe it's just a day off, maybe they respond differently, or maybe it hits different. And I don't think, you know, I got a unicorn on my head because I think that way about life and sports.
I mean, like, we don't talk about, like, Tyler Fitzgerald. You realize the season he had last year?
Huh?
So he played second base. He played 96 games. All right, that's over half a season. He hit 15 homers. Hit 280. How's their production been at second base this year? Not even close to that. So is that Fitzgerald? Did we think Fitzgerald, you know, at 27 was going to be a guy who this year hit 25 homers and 500 at bats?
Yeah.
Not quite sure, but I do think that Posey and Melvin are not. If you're emotional and you ride the ups and downs with this team, then these kind of aren't the guys for you, because Leopards don't change their spots, and Melvin's been around for 60 years and he is who he is, and Posey is one of the most understated people I've ever seen in professional sports. So it's just not in their nature to do things, you know, rashly.
Yeah, and you got a trip to New York, Steiny, and then you play the Pirates, and then the Met. This thing could get out of control fast, and I feel like it's out of control fast now. You got some Giant fans waving the white flag because they're out of answers. Now, I know the players and the management is not, but I got to say this about Buster. Steiny, he's put his money where his mouth is. They have spent bread. That's what's so maddening about this.
Well,
like, it's kind of like you got to keep going now. Like, this is not all, you know, hey, we'll bring the guy Luciano up from the farm, Ramos, and then, you know, we'll decide. We'll be frugal. They're almost $200 million. Like, there's got to be hell to pay, and I don't know who's going to pay that if this thing don't get turned around.
Well, like, you can't say you love what Posey's done if the guys he's gotten have not produced. Like, if you just want to go to the bottom line? The bottom line is the Devers trade right now was terrible.
Mm.
Now, is it going to be terrible at the end of the year? I don't think so. But if you're asking me why they're not,
well, he's not getting any help either, Devers.
What does that mean?
Like, there's a great show on TV my kids watch, Top Chef. So some of the chefs get the same ingredients, but some chefs can make the meal taste better than others. And they move on, they win. And I'm just wondering right now with this Giant team and its ingredients, is Bo Mel the right chef? Because, Steiny, realistically, you're not going to be able to do a NHL hockey line change and just swap all the guys out and do a baseball fantasy draft. Like, I'm just saying Devers is not getting help from others around him. We know he's underperforming, but good God, Yaz has been a ghost. So is Flores. And if you're going to say, and I know you made the point, it's a factoid, you know, since they brought Devers in, Flores is not doing anything. I mean, we could keep going with that exercise. Like, nobody's helping Devers. His ineptness outside of Adames kind of disguise it.
McFly on the YouTube chat. Posey just got here, Steiny. Stop. That was my point, McFly. That was my point. Is I get he just got here, but the guys that he's gotten have not gotten off to good starts, and they have not impacted winning. Do I believe that will continue? No. I believe Devers will eventually resemble Devers. Adames is starting to resemble Adames. But the reality is, and Verlander, the reality is that those three guys, and I'll just throw Chapman in there, and I'm not saying I'm penalizing him for getting hurt, but the fact is, he did get hurt. So the four guys that Posey's responsible for, Chapman, Adamas, Devers, and Verlander, they've all been subpar this year. So I don't, like, you're right. If they're subpar next year and the year after, this team's in big trouble. Mm. But I don't believe Posey thinks that. I believe he believes Adamas is playing like he can play. When Chapman plays, he's Matt Chapman. I know exactly what to expect. Devers has to get it going. Verlander might not have been a good signing. Just might not have been.
Do you need a new catcher?
I mean,
maybe you don't get the same defense, but you get more thump with the bat. I don't know.
I mean, I think he stinks.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't see it with Patrick Bailey.
To where this offense is not good enough to just basically have an automatic out, because that's what he feels like.
I mean,
I hear you.
I just don't
think he's
very good.
We're searching for answers, man.
I don't think he's very good at all. And, you know, I look at, so let's say you're playing the Giants.
Okay.
Do you need a, if you're going up against the Giants, do you need a great defensive catcher? Probably not, because they don't run.
Right, right.
So
I see where you're going. But the bottom line is defense is everything, and it used to be a staple of this Giant team. You see how I said used to. But the bottom line is the way this team is structured, you know, if they were scoring a bunch of runs, Steiny, you almost could kind of look at the Bailey situation like, okay, we can afford that. But man,
right, Bailey's,
right now they can't. It's bad.
Bailey's the kind of guy who can be a catcher on a 100-win team. But when he's a catcher on an 81-win team, he's part of the reason why you're an 81-win team or you're a 500 team. I mean, they've just, you know, to what extent are they underachieving? I'll meet you there. They're probably underachieving, but I don't think they're much better than this.
Wow, I hope you're wrong.
Over
man.
The course yeah. of an entire season,
I expect more.
Well, yeah, you know, I expect a lot from Devers, Chapman, Adamas, Webb, Ray, and they've absolutely, you know, the pitchers have been great. Adamas has been terrific the last 6 weeks. Devers hasn't. And to me, the other guys aren't very good. They're not. Outside the top three or four hitters. So, like, I think what's happening is their big boys aren't producing like they normally do. And the guys behind them just aren't good enough. And it's all kind of coming out in the wash right now.
Yeah, and we mentioned today's game with the Pirates, Steiner. You go to New York, you go to Pittsburgh, who's already beat you the first two games on the road in your yard. You got the Nationals, and who can hit the ball, but they got problems. But I am so just, what word am I looking for? I am so tired and beat over the head with a rolling pin, Steiner, when I look at the schedule game and have the audacity to say, okay, the Giants, that's a layup. And it started with the White Sox and Marlins, and it's continued.
White Sox beat the Phillies.
They're nine innings away from getting swept by the Pirates, and that's you not facing Skeens.
Yeah, did you see the White Sox took care of the Phillies last night? Yeah. Or two nights ago?
Well,
shut them down.
A squirrel can run into a nut.
Yeah, that's what the White Sox did. But, you know, I mean,
let's
that's just.
Get nuts.
and I hate to do this, but that's just you being you, and it's,
hey,
you don't get it. You know, you just don't.
I don't get what?
You don't. You think that, oh, the Pirates are in town. That's three in a row. Like, that's not the way sports works.
I did say that Monday.
Oh, the White Sox are in town. That's three wins.
I did on a crossover.
Like, you can't even say that.
Well, you got to have some standards. Nothing wrong with having standards. Then that's why Melvin's telling us to come. He's trying. Nobody will. Of course he's trying, Bob.
Well,
we're not talking about that. We're talking about what's happening and going on upstairs in Ramos's dome for it to look embarrassing. Or to play over its second base that you speak of.
Well, if they're trying as hard as they can, then the team's probably not very good.
But I don't, and you don't believe
so you
that.
Don't, well, you don't believe Melvin then. Like, if he says, you know, we're playing hard.
I don't believe in his tactics of you know, what word am I looking for? Discipline, accountability. And Evan said it. He's batting leadoff. Ramos is in there. Okay, good. Hopefully they win. But what are you really losing by not sending a message?
And that's what life's about.
And do we have the sound where Melvin, he helped me out, where he said that they've had multiple meetings with an S? I know they got to play that in the morning, but I don't know if that concerns me more, Steiny, that you've actually tried to address it.
We've had meetings, we had team meetings, we've had all kinds of meetings. It's going out there and fighting a little harder and winning a game and having a little bit more resolve, which we've shown this year. We just have not done it here recently.
Well, that didn't age well.
You know what that sounds like? Old Norm, back when I was growing up, our stove went out, Steiny. And the last time it came on was when we knew we needed a new stove. But Melvin, he's basically telling you we tried it all. That's more concerning.
Well, doesn't that tell you maybe they're not good enough? Or does it tell you that Melvin's a bad manager?
Maybe the message is just not hitting home.
Baseball's more than a message. Baseball's about day in and day out. And you can have real good stretches for a while. But 162 games is a long, long season. I mean, to me, what I hear there is, you know, a couple weeks ago, you wanted something. And they delivered. They've had team meetings, but it hasn't worked.
I feel worse that I've heard
it
now.
You know why it didn't work? Because team meetings don't work. You are who you are. And if you have to have a team meeting, that's a problem. But they've had a couple team meetings.
Yeah.
Usually teams that
well,
I also...
they better figure it out, man. Because they may not even get to September in it. Like right now, they're five back of the Padres. And that thing, I mean, man, I still cannot shake the Roku game on Sunday before the All-Star break. Had they pulled that out, they would have been two back of the division that you scoff at me now. That's funny. But, man, had you gone into the break pulling out that win and taking two or three from the Dodgers to where we're at now and where you could be, I mean – thank God for the Niners in training camp. I just assumed September 20th, 21st, May was going to be meaningful baseball trying to get to the sixth seed.
I just don't understand why you would do that for a team that's been 500 the last 3 years, and they're 500 now, and they have to play to their potential. Like they need guys to have good years for them to make the playoffs, and they don't have enough guys who are playing well enough. So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
So in your mind, if the Giants win that Sunday game going into the break, they don't have this start in the second half?
No, I just wonder. I do wonder if you're feeling better about yourself, are you telling me,
I think
Prince Rogers Nelson, that was sign of the times.
I mean...
But it was just another example of them not getting it done. All they had to do was execute. Bottom of the 10th. Top of the 10th, you stop them from scoring. The Dodgers, with a runner on second, it's right there. You could taste it, and they squander it. And now here we are now.
Dodgers took it.
Yeah. So did the Pirates.
Yeah.
And sorry, they got two hits.
We had all kinds of meetings.
You're going to be asking all year how they could lose to poor teams, and finally you're going to say – well, it's because they're not as good as I thought. Like, they can't just walk over people.
But the addition of Devers makes it worse.
We tried to.
Yeah.
Would you rather be sitting with Devers right now or not?
Oh, sitting with
him. Well, exactly. So he didn't make it worse. They got worse since he's gotten here, but I don't think that's going to be the case for the...
Well, let me ask you this. Have you called the dogs off? Do you think they can make it still?
Yeah, sure.
But do you mean that?
Yes. Why not? Yeah, they're going to have to go 30 and 20 or something like that. But they went 40 and 30. But I don't think they're going to make it now, because now I've seen them play 110 games. A reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
We've had all kinds of meetings.